maybe. Well, to finish us off this week, the subject of schizophrenia, because a paper published in the journal Nature this week has made a big step forward in our understanding, potentially, of this disease, which affects about 1% of the population, and about 85% of cases have family members who are also affected, so it's strongly genetically influenced. But other than that, it's very hard to understand what sets apart the person with schizophrenia versus the person who doesn't have schizophrenia. So people who have this condition develop hallucinations. They see things or hear things that only they can experience, and then they develop delusions to explain why they're having these experiences. But other than that and those symptoms, we don't really know what's causing it. But what a group of scientists in California, this is Fred Gage and his colleagues at the Salk Institute, have done is to use genetic techniques to take skin samples from 4 patients with schizophrenia. They then genetically reprogram the skin cells called fibroblasts to make them into initially cells called iPS cells, or induced pluripotent stem cells, that they can then, with chemical treatments, turn back into brain cells in the dish. And by culturing these brain cells in the dish, they can then begin to understand and test them to see how they differ from control cells made from healthy people who don't have schizophrenia, in order to see what the differences are. And what they have found so far is that the schizophrenic cells make far fewer connections to each other and to other cells. They put out far fewer outgrowths. These are neurites, effectively little extensions of the cell surface that make these connections. And genetically, they're very different too. They did a genetic comparison of the levels of different genes, whether they're on or off, between the schizophrenic cells and the healthy patients. And what they find is 596 genes, which have different levels of gene activity between the two. And only 25% of those genes they found had been changed were known previously. So 75% of them were entirely new discoveries. And then they did a really interesting experiment, because they started adding to these cells in the dish some of the drugs, antipsychotic medicines, that we give to patients who have schizophrenia, to see what effect that would have on what the cells did in the dish. And they found, actually, that one of the drugs they tested, loxapine, could reset the activity of many of the genes which were different in the schizophrenic cells. And so one of the lead authors, Kristen Brennand, actually said about this paper, "These drugs are doing a lot more than we thought they were doing. And for the first time, we now have a model system that allows us to study how antipsychotic drugs work in live, genetically identical neurons from patients with known clinical outcomes. And this means we can start correlating pharmacological, in other words, how drugs work type effects, with the patient's symptoms." So in other words, in the future, you could use this technique and test how a drug is going to influence a patient even before you've given the patient the drug. And that's important, because many of these drugs actually have quite serious side effects.
Oh, it's absolutely incredible stuff, and I can't wait to see what kind of drugs they're going to come up with this new system. And if you'd like to read up on anything we've covered this week, the references and transcripts for each of the news stories we've discussed are online, and that's at thenakedscientists.com/news.
Keeping you abreast of the world's best science, The Naked Scientists.